Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. Five DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go. It's Hour 5, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. And it's time to get some Rangers baseball in. The All-Star game is over. The Rangers are coming off a series win against the Astros. The offense is clicking. Obviously, the pitchers still look amazing. What's in store here for the final 65 games of the 2025 summer? Here's Woolchuck with a proper round tripper.
Oh, man. This is going to be fantastic. Friday, we're going to be out there, Comerica backyard. Right, suite level, 200 center field. Come say what's up to us as the Rangers get back in action against the Tigers. Been the best team in the American League for the first half of the season. Now, tomorrow, you also have an opportunity to go on out, check out Sean and RJ. They got the Firehouse Tour. Free Whataburger breakfast. It's on them. And it's in Richardson, just up the road. I might try and pop in there. Richardson Fire Department Station 1 at 300 North Greenville Avenue. Also giving away a one-of-a-kind Sean and RJ hot and cold personal thermos while supplies last.
That's what we had,
last.
Right? That thing? That
did we have some thermoses?
Yeah, we had the thermos. Was it a thermos or was it a hot and cold cup? Those nice cups.
We had cups.
Yeah we gave
these
away
are
cups.
Thermoses.
Oh, these are actual thermoses.
These are the thermos.
Yeah, ours was a tumbler.
Yeah, we had the tumble deal.
Oh, okay, the tumbler thing. Okay, great.
And I'm sure those
I'm
are going to go.
I'm going to try and see these guys too tomorrow.
Yeah, they're probably going to go really, really fast. Sean actually just put a picture out there and specifically did not use his hand to hold the thermos.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I guess he didn't want to be made fun of there. And I can't wait. We're going to have crosstalk coming up with the Fan After Dark. It's a hump day. You know what that means. It's haiku hump day in the Fan After Dark, 940. And I get to be the topic of the haikus. Because I asked, man, how are the haikus going? I mean, how's that? How's
Old Chuck was watchdog in the haiku segment, kind of second guest special, armchair quarterback,
yeah.
Maybe call an audible on the haiku hump days.
Well, and I think
Fred
we,
was pretty ticked off about that last
yeah,
one. Oh,
he,
there
he,
you
he
go.
Got, he was upset.
He's out for blood now.
I was more so just, I mean, I couldn't do it. I could not come. I hated haikus. I was not one that could ever.
What's the rule? 575?
You tell me, dude.
Yeah.
You tell me.
575.
I'd be stressing. If we had to do a haiku hump day segment, I'd be literally stressing trying to put that together.
I think it's a genius bit, though.
Phenomenal.
I salute them for being able to pull it off.
I mean, Fred's smart. I wonder how Blake's able to do this consistently.
ChatGPT's helping him. I do think that's apparently the one blemish on the new guy Jake resume. It's just
can't do the haiku.
The haikus just allegedly didn't live up. Now maybe you have a different
Jacob, what
rebuttal
happened?
To that.
We
did.
We used ChatGPT the first time, and it was totally off topic. It was rough, but I'm proud to say I redeemed myself my second go around.
Oh,
so,
good.
Yeah,
okay.
we're on good standing now. Don't worry.
You got a web redemption.
Yeah,
good
we
for
did.
You.
That's an Allen Eagle education, and I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you. All right, let's get to some Texas Rangers.
Especially
Ranger
with
news.
Such a large classroom size in Allen, you know, it got to be 50, 60 kids per classroom.
Man. I mean, how many kids was in your graduating class there, Jacob?
Oh, it was
5,000?
I think 5,800 was in my graduating class.
That's unbelievable.
You got to be kidding me.
That's unbelievable.
No wonder they're so damn dominant.
Yeah.
So is that all one campus?
Yeah, all one campus. And the freshman class that came in after me was like 300 kids bigger than mine because they had to build the new freshman center for them. So
you know like 10% of the kids in your age range?
That's generous. I'd say 3 to 4, that's maybe. Generous.
Yeah, and are you in different parts of the campus, or are you all like moving around in giant hordes like zombies?
No, it's one big hallway, man. I mean, there's kind of general halls for like where everybody hangs out. But I mean, you, depending on what class you're taking, I mean, everybody, like for forensics, I took senior year. I mean, that was a freshman through senior class. You had kids. Wow. It was jumbled mess for sure.
I mean, that's the size of a decent sized town.
Yes. I mean, I graduated with 1,300 kids at Plano, which at that time we were a top 5 population in the state of Texas. For our school, but that is unreal.
Yeah, I grew up in a town of like 100,000 people. There were like 4 high schools, and there were maybe 300 kids in each graduating class. So you knew everybody. You at least kind of knew their name and a little something about them.
Mm. Crazy. Jake Berger is on the IL before the season second half begins here. Now, this is retroactive, so hopefully he can come back pretty soon.
Oh, yeah, he came up gimp.
Yeah, he was gimping. He tweaked the quad. During the Rangers finale, right before the All-Star break. So he's not going to be available for the weekend series against Detroit. Hopefully he can come back afterwards. He'll be eligible to return July 23rd when the Rangers are taking on the Athletics. So we'll have to wait to get some more burger bombs, man. And those are my favorite kind of homers, the burgers. Not happy about that. Okay, what else do we have here? MLB draft. How about Keith? Or Kylie McDaniel, I'm sorry, not Keith Law, Kylie McDaniel.
Sounds like a gal.
It's not, and I actually got in trouble the first time because I assumed that Kylie McDaniel, and don't assume gender.
She sounds hot, by the way.
Yeah, I'm sure there's got to be a female out there that is hot that's named Kylie, and I think Kylie, most Kylies are probably hot.
Okay.
This is a man, and very handsome, very striking, just based on his one picture that he's got here. But he went ahead and just gave us what we need to know, the recap, the analysis for all 30 teams and their Major League Baseball draft. He's the expert for ESPN. And we're not going to go through all 30 teams. Why? Because, frankly, I don't care, and I don't think you do either. But for your Texas Rangers, best value, first round, Gavin Fien, 12th overall. His 3-round pound-the-table prospects for this draft were Eli Willits, Fien, and Josh Hammond. So Fien is going to be a good value most anywhere he's taken, even if he was taken around where Kylie had him ranked. I think he's an above-average hitter for average and power who will stick at third base. So we're looking at third baseman there. Josh Young, I'd get it together there. I'd get it together. Quickest to the big leagues. How about the second-rounder, A.J. Russell from Tennessee, the pitcher. 52nd overall, had some stops and starts because injuries, but has a plus fastball with great shape that could help him move quickly to the big leagues. Sleeper to watch, we go to number 84 overall, Josh Owens. He wasn't a big name at the beginning of the spring, but slowly gained steam throughout the season with a projectable frame along with above average speed and power projection. You know all about those projectable frames, Eric. And this is our guy, Josh Owens, here. He's crushing it, okay? He's crushing.
His ankles speak for themselves.
They do. Lucius was here, he'd be projecting on the frame of one L. Duncan right now.
How's L looking?
The couch at the ESPYs, incredible.
Okay, she's listening? This is what I'm going to ask this about L. Duncan.
Oh, she's wearing gold.
And the toes are out. Her and Kevin, is that Kevin DeGondi? Is that who that is too?
That's Kevin DeGondi.
He looks like he's in Miami right now.
What are we doing? I mean, we are like beyond tan. I was watching these guys do SportsCenter yesterday, and it's like, they're kind of...
He's from Asia.
Yeah. But both of them look like overly...
Well, they've been in Atlanta for the All-Star stuff, too.
Oh, Atlanta.
And they're probably rubbing on some gold.
But she looks like overly tan.
That might be makeup. That might be like some spray-on stuff.
Yeah. I just kind of was like, going, gosh, she looks more tan than normal. I don't know. I mean, like I said, but they were in Atlanta for the...
Sounds like you're watchdogging her epidermis.
I just saying that when you see two people on a white couch that both look like candy bars, it's an interesting look. I mean, that's
a lot of interesting things to look at right now.
Yep.
A lot of talent.
How about Nagandi's teeth? Just perfection.
I love the look.
I like the white jacket with the black shirt.
Yes. No socks. He's got no socks going on, too.
That's the thing these days.
That's the fashion is in right now.
Yeah. But now, the, yeah. I just say very spray tanny right
very
now.
Very spray tanny.
You're right about that.
Very spray tanny.
That would probably be a good G-Bag Nation bet payoff.
You'll get a spray tan?
You have to get a spray tan.
Yeah. And then six months later.
We'll call it the Nagandi.
Let's go ahead and get our, you know, bot.
We'll call it the DeMarco
checked.
Murray.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Good callback.
I like that. They've put it on the board.
Only 12 years later.
We had our buddy, and I say our buddy, local product, Clayton Kershaw, Highland Park Zone.
Uh-huh.
Was dealing in the All-Star game last night. It was an awesome moment. I mean, his manager, Dave Roberts, comes in, gets him out of the game, gets a standing ovation. But he was mic'd up. And if you missed the mic'd up, here's how it sounded. Fantastic stuff from Kershaw and the broadcast crew.
How hard was that one? 91?
It was an out.
It was an out. All right, we're going cheese again.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's hard. I mean, you and Paul Skeens are pretty much the same guy.
Right down the middle. I'm so glad he didn't swing. Okay, I'm going curveball here.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, that was short.
Yep. What now? Double up.
All right, now I think I probably got to go slider. Let's think what Will thinks, but I think I got to go slider here. No, he wants curveball again. All right, fine.
Get curveball.
Oh, got him.
Uncle Charlie.
Okay. What do you want, Smoltz? What do you want?
Cutter in, slider in.
I don't throw a cutter, Smoltz.
It's a slider in, slider. Cutter.
Son of a.
Gonna make him mad.
That was short.
How about this splitty? Break out the splitty.
All right, what's the count? 2-2? Yeah, this two. Is so weird talking to you guys.
It's kind of
holy cow.
Too.
Three!
Hey, sit him down.
Got him.
I think that might be it.
That's it. And
Office Clayton, three up.
What a year, buddy. What a career. And what a moment. Soak it in.
Thanks, brother. All right. Thanks. Thanks, dude.
That was boy.
Thanks, guys. Awesome, that was fun. Awesome. That was fun. Thank you. Thanks, dude. Thanks, brother. That was fun.
All right. That's yours.
Do I keep it?
That's yours. You keep it.
All right.
It. That's yours. Well done, Chris.
Thanks, guys. All right.
Got to keep the ball. It was awesome.
I think it was the best All-Star moment for 24 years. I think you got to go back to A-Rod giving the spot to Cal Ripken Jr. in 2001 to find a cooler moment. Now, I'm sure maybe better moments have happened, but they weren't captured on camera the way last night's was.
That was epic.
To see all the respect and for him to have that performance inside this year, it's just great.
I cannot imagine a better sports innovation than what they did last night with the pitcher. Now, they've done positional players where it's like they're talking to him in the outfield, they're talking to him at shortstop, like, oh, I got to go over and make this play, you know. But for a pitcher to be able to kind of walk through the sequence.
To Smoltz?
Yeah. Whew. I mean, that right there was some of the best innovation that you'll ever, ever, ever get.
Yeah, it was really, really neat. And then the automated ball and strike challenge system in game was awesome. We had the first inning, the Tigers, Tarek Skubal. He had a successful challenge against Manny Machado of the Padres. He won that one. There was another one in the eighth inning that I think was reversed. All in all, the ABS system, it was fantastic. And it's so quick. I mean, it took less than 30 seconds. It was just like how it worked in spring training when we were out there. I can't wait for the ABS to be implemented next year during the regular season. It's just a no-brainer move. Now, the swing-off, shout-out to Kyle Schwarber. Dude was awesome. We had the swing off instead of going to extra innings. And Logan Webb of the Giants said, honestly, I got a group chat going with a couple other players around baseball. They said, we should never play an extra innings game again. Just do it like that. And the people did love the swing off. Pete Alonso, that was electric. That's money. That's big time. I told Schwarber after, dude, you're just cool. Every time we face him, I'm like, you're just a cool dude. And he did. He crushed it. The three homers. I don't know. I think that a lot of people would probably be like, this is a little bit gimmicky. We're not actually doing this for regular season games. But there was something fun about the swing off.
Could you imagine, like, the last game of the season and it comes down
decided
to,
by the swing
like,
off.
Yeah, for you to either get in the playoffs or not, comes down
that'd
to
be epic.
The swing off thing. Like, the pitch that Schwarber hit wasn't the last one wasn't a very good pitch. I mean, he almost goes down on a knee to hook that
thing.
He tried
to Beltray it.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday.
How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Like that, like it's a cricket, like he was hooking it, or you know, into the...
I think it's fine for regular season. You know, the problem is the modification they've already done is good to get this thing done with quickly, but it would make it more fun with the swing off.
Yeah,
I have no problem with it. I hate penalty kicks and I hate shootouts in hockey. You know, and that's why I think the postseason or the knockout rounds are much better than regular season play when you ultimately decide, well, we got to get this game over one way or another. It's cruel.
Yeah, penalty kicks are tough, but
tough.
My gosh, I mean, they play a whole another 30 minutes.
Yeah,
you know, and you're in these situations too. It's pressure packed, but the players are just gassed.
Yeah.
You know, you got to figure out something.
Well, I mean, open up the subs, you know. Oh, I think, but the golden goal is so much better as a fan. You know, there's just, it's so exciting than sitting there with a nail biter hoping that your guy hits the home run or saves the goal kick or whatever.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way that you just do it and avoid extra innings. I like 940 saying do it after 12. Like, maybe you just put a mark. Like, we're not going to play past 13 innings or whatever it is. And most of those games will probably get finished on their own within that time frame. But after
we're
that...
we're never going to get to 13 innings.
We're going to a swing-off. You know? Boom. Here we go. Let's make it happen.
Thank you, Wolchuk.
Thank you.
Proper Round Tripper every afternoon, 6 o'clock here on your home of the Rangers. We'll be back into baseball Friday night at 6:30. We'll have the pregame. So a couple of more full shows. You have Fred and Blake getting ready to throw Heat Fan After Dark's coming up 7 to 11. Chief, what are we doing next?
College Football X Factor is a culinary delight and a true personal nightmare. Next in the nation.
Yeah, buddies, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Here's the chief of the hodgepodge.
Okay, I slid into y'all's DMs. We have a new culinary opportunity to potentially capitalize on. Right there on Twitter. We'll address it here in a moment. But could the D in Doncic ultimately stand for Denver?
Mm. Oh, really?
I'm not saying, time. I'm just saying, I keep seeing Windhorse talking about, hey, man, maybe Luka won't sign the extension. He can sign an extension early August with the Lakers. And Windhorse just keeps hinting at the idea of maybe that's not going to happen. All of a sudden, opportunities arise. What has Denver done? Well, of course, they have Jokic. Luka's bestie in the league.
Yeah.
Who else did they bring in this offseason? Jared Dudley? More importantly, J.J. Barea.
Look at that.
They are insulating that coaching staff with people that Luka is a big-time fan of. So just throwing it out there, doing the wind horse, connecting the dots. If he does not sign, I mean, this could all be a moot point come early August, and Luka just inks the extension with the Lakers. Maybe that happens. Probably happens. But Windhorse keeps hinting that maybe it's not going to happen. And if it doesn't, all of a sudden, I'd be looking at the Nuggets as a team that maybe is in position to acquire him.
It's just so hard to predict, you know, how much does he value being in Los Angeles, being with the Lakers, being in number two media market with so much more, you know, endorsement opportunity and Nike money to flow if you're, you know, playing for the Lakers. But if he would go to Denver, dude, this, I mean, it'd be tough to, you know, compete against Jokic and Doncic at the same time. But I would just find it hilarious that the Lakers had this entire thing blow up in their face.
It would be so wonderful.
How many years does Jokic want to continue to play? I know he's got a contract, you know, that he's working through right now, but
it's a good question. I don't know.
Is he one of those guys that you would hitch your wagon to, knowing the volatility of his, you know, I just don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah, well, I think Luka might be a similar kind of way, and I think that would be something that you would do in terms
is
of
is that like a 4-year deal,
playing with your best
3-year
friend
deal kind
yeah,
of thing,
could
where
be a short
he's like, listen, like
I don't think Jokic, he's playing past 35.
Yeah, like Jokic probably gives it the listen, man. I'll play 2 years with you, and I'm done. Okay, I'm done after that.
He's 30 now. Will turn 31 February 19th. So I agree with Wolchuk. I mean, he's already got bad cardio and isn't committed. So I don't know how you could stay playing at a high level beyond 34 or 35 like that.
Yeah.
It's just something to monitor. And I get what you're saying there. I do think that Luka would maybe, hey, just for a few years, play with my best friend. Still one of the best players in the league. I don't know. Maybe it's far-fetched. But the J.J. Barea,
I don't know how
Jared
it works
Dudley,
now with the current CBA. How do you pay them both?
Yeah, how do you pay them both and build a great team around it, especially because Denver was already talking about there's a world that exists where we would have to trade Jokic away because
yeah.
we would be so unprofitable. I think the move would be to try to get Jokic to come to Los Angeles where they have that new hedge fund money. Mm. And
they got
LA.
A lot of money in Denver, though, with the Cronkies. The Cronkies are that Walmart group.
Yeah, but yeah. I don't get the feeling that they're willing to go into luxury tax threshold with that Walmart
okay. well,
money.
I'm just saying.
And, they got it. They got it
if they
want it.
You're absolutely right. No, yeah. they're one of the second or third highest, like when it comes to billionaire. I mean, Cronkies right up there with the Adelsons and the others, mm-hmm. the 23, 24 billion dollar families.
2-4 saying Luka will go to Orlando. Ex-Mavs there. No state tax, probably closer to
Could
Slovenia.
Make sense. Yeah.
He likes the beach. You know, that's one thing that we do know. He does like the beach. He talked about that plenty when he got to LA. So just something to monitor. Next month will be interesting to see because, man, if he doesn't sign the extension with the Lakers, then all of a sudden all the possibilities are out there. And it'll be a talking point all season long about what's going to happen here, especially with this Lakers season probably not going to be that fruitful.
No.
I mean, just based on the roster that they currently have. So, going to be interesting. I think Cleveland is now back to being the favorite for LeBron if he doesn't leave the Lakers, but all signs point to, or if he does leave the Lakers, all signs point to him staying there. Now, college football, we have, and shout out to Ian Fitzsimmons earlier today, live from the SEC Media Days. That was good stuff at 4 o'clock. If you missed it, hit that Odyssey rewind and go check that out. That was some good stuff. But ESPN has the X Factors for every college football top 25 team. Penn State is the number one team right now. Their X factor is Drew Aller and his big game performances.
Yeah, they might not have the skill players, though, they've had in the past. Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, well, for sure, their wide receiver situation is not great. I think it hasn't really been that great, but now you lose Tyler Warren as well.
Good transfers of wide receivers.
Maybe they brought in some transfers.
Well, we'll see. Yeah. It's hard to keep up with these teams now after with all the...
No, Penn State's pretty loaded.
Skill?
They did a good job. Yeah, I think they retooled.
He hasn't beaten Ohio State or Michigan.
Okay.
It was decent in the Big Ten championship game, but it was still a loss to Oregon, and he had two picks in that game. So, and then he had the crucial interception in the CFP semifinal loss to Notre Dame. So just does he have the big boy in him in the big time moments? Clemson, their run defense is going to be the question mark there. For Texas, they say the middle of the defensive line, because they've lost Tavondre Sweat, Vernon Broughton, Byron Murphy, Alfred Collins. But they have brought in, like, I think this is kind of much to do about nothing. It's new faces, but they still got a bunch of monsters in there. And they had Syracuse all-freshman, all-American.
Yeah, they're fine.
Who's 6'3", 313. They got a guy from Purdue. They got a guy from North Carolina. So I think they're going to be fine there. It's just, it's new look dudes, but I don't think that's going to be a problem for them at all. Like, that defense is probably going to be absolutely lights out. Let's see. You have Georgia, their X factor, their wide receiver, Colby Young. Ohio State, the tight end, Max Clair.
Yeah, he could be a first round pick.
Yeah, I mean, 51 passes.
He's supposed to be the best tight end in the country.
Caught 51 for 685 and 4 touchdowns as a sophomore.
All right, so Penn State got Devontae Ross as a transfer from Troy, had 1,000 yards last year, could be a game breaker. Kyron Hudson from USC, Trebor Pena from Syracuse, who had 9 touchdowns, 1,000 yards last year. So, I mean, they just hit the portal big time. We'll see if it ends up working out.
Yeah, I was.
But they did lose the tight end, obviously.
Yeah,
Tyler
I was
Warren,
thinking
so
that they were struggling with some of their skill, but it sounds like they're going to rely on these transfers if they can get it in.
We'll see if it works out for them.
SMU, 15th in the country. Tight end RJ Maryland is the X factor. He was awesome last year.
I think that's Russell Maryland's kid.
Yeah, yeah, it is. And then he got banged up, but him being healthy out there, that is going to be a really special blessing for that offense. That dude's the real deal. For Texas Tech at 16th in the country, it's their defensive coordinator, Shiel Wood, and they've brought in a ton of different talent. Maybe Texas Tech could have a defense.
Yeah, they're supposed to have a really good one. Ace Bailey's an absolute star. They added another 2 linebackers they got in the transfer portal that are supposed to be really, really good. So defensively, they actually are super talented this year. We'll see if Coach Wood can do anything with it.
Netflix SEC documentary.
Oh, yeah.
Any Given Saturday, August 5th. It was filmed last year during the season, and now we will get to prep our college football bodies with a great SEC documentary on Netflix. Here is a little bit of that trailer.
Now, as a little boy, teachers would ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? I'd say college football player.
The SEC is the greatest place in the world to play college football.
It's the SEC teams who are winning the national championship.
There's such small towns, maybe there's 30,000. But when you pull up to the stadium and there's 90,000 people.
If you play in this league, you will walk into the line.
Every kid in this state grew up dreaming to play for one of the universities.
Florida, Tennessee, Auburn, Alabama, LSU, all these teams are wrapped in the fabric of those communities.
I have my life, mortgage, and everything associated with these 18 to 21-year-olds. What am I, crazy?
Each game feels like a Super Bowl for these teams.
It's a brotherhood here.
You beat your ass off and finish! Take what you
want. How crazy would that have been?
My first Florida game. It's a real moment. There's been a lot of expectations.
Garrett Nussmeier is going to have a draft decision to make.
I don't really know what the future is.
The way Diego approaches his work inspired me.
The only place in the SEC
that's not hard to play is Vanderbilt.
I heard that. That fuels me.
Maybe if something goes bad, I can either feel sorry for myself or I can embrace it, attack it. I still got a job to do.
This is the biggest game in a generation.
One huge win can change your life.
This is my last chance, and I won't be denied.
I'm interested to see how much Tyler Booker we might get in the midst of all that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's going to be must-watch, I would say.
Yeah, I'm pumped for the Kentucky week, because Kentucky last year during that week lost big time in a home game, and they were blaming Netflix as the distraction.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're not used to the limelight like that.
No.
How about this for a crazy headline? One man gored and 7 bruised at 2025 running of the Bulls in Spain.
Was this person that got gored from the state of Illinois?
I'm not sure.
And you need to look that up because traditionally people that get trampled or killed are from Illinois.
Oh, is it a thing in Illinois to go out to Spain?
There's something
for that?
About the running of the Bulls, and if you're from Illinois, you get injured.
Well, I'm surprised to learn there's only been 15 fatalities during the running since 1924.
Yeah.
Most recent death was in 2009, but this dude got gored in the armpit.
Yeah. You're got in a situation. Yeah.
I don't think this was a fatal one.
Oh, okay.
But an armpit goring or
what
whatever.
Happens, these bulls,
gording?
They get them on some of these cobblestone streets.
Yeah.
And you're like, you're running and these bulls are sliding. Like sliding into, like if you get pinned along the wall, you're trying to turn the corner, and these bulls are sliding on these cobblestone streets.
Yeah, that's really the only advantage. They're basically on ice.
Yeah, yeah, but the bulls are—it's out of control. Yeah. It really, really is out of control.
Well, because they gore you, but then they pick you up and like you fall from 15 feet onto cobblestone.
Well, that's a good point.
There's a lot of
you get aerial after something like that.
You get
parallel.
The problem too is you get knocked down. Like me, I would have a problem because I get knocked down, and so now everything keeps moving. Like
you're bulls, getting trampled now.
Bulls are running. People are running. So you might not get hit by a bull, but you might get hit by others running with you. And then they start tripping over you.
And you're painting a picture that seems like you would have more fatalities than 15% of years. This seems like a 50-50. Somebody's going
to
die here.
I kind of feel like, though, to me, this is one of those things that they always don't tell the whole story. You know,
this is messed up.
Like pedestrians dying on the sidewalks of New York.
I'm just telling you.
I'm like, there's no way. It's been 100 years we've been doing this, only 15 fatalities. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying because
I think they're fudging the numbers.
Let me tell you this. You want to go down the rabbit hole, which I've done, go and watch like the bulls and like the running of the bulls, and there's a whole video of bulls trampling people.
Yeah. And you're
there's
like,
there's a
dead,
whole YouTube
dead,
thing.
Dead.
Yeah, you're like, how does that guy survive? No way.
2,000 pounds onto one hoof.
Like there's a YouTube video of the Bulls winning this.
Right.
Not losing, winning. Like they get into the arena, that's a loss.
I mean, professionals have body armors, right? Rodeo clowns are wearing a barrel quite often.
No, you're just wearing a white t-shirt, white pants, and a red sash. And that's what you're kind of running in.
And you had like 10 pints of beer. You know,
it's a lot of wine. Yeah. A lot of wine.
Just like begging for his life. Don't trample me. Yeah. All we have on this guy is he's over 25 years old. They're not releasing a lot of information.
Yeah.
Probably because he's about to die.
I checked this a while. This was always
they won't report it.
This is the fascinating story to me. It always seems like there's somebody from Illinois that's over there and gets injured.
That's interesting. Yeah. I keep
track of this stuff.
Illinois? That's so bizarre.
I don't know what the situation is, but it seemed like for a while there were a lot of folk getting injured from Illinois. But that it would be cool to do, but you're taking, you can't control, like you can control what you're doing. It's the people around you falling and getting in your way or cutting you off or, you know, getting clipped by the bull and then knocking into you and you get knocked down.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's Men's T Clinic.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Say, there's things you cannot control doing that, because just the people and the bulls sliding around on that pavement.
They're livid, too. You know, they're irate.
Yeah,
they're out for blood.
They're ornery as all hell.
But yeah, you go on YouTube and watch. Watch the video of bulls winning at bulls.
I just got a pig ski and it's scarring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, generally you feel like, you know, you get knocked down, you get up again. Like nothing's going to bring me down.
But
in a situation like that,
you get knocked down.
Yeah, those bull balls are keeping you down.
You just don't have
that chance.
But you're never going to get knocked down.
How about your DMs right now, boys?
You see those people that have been knocked down and they're scrambling
to get to the top
of that fence before the bull gets back.
Yeah, they're bear crawling for their life.
It looks like something out of a freak off.
They're bleeding out.
Enters the room.
I am all for these things you sent.
New big pack Nutty Buddy cake, soft bake, yellow sponge cake, layered with creamy peanut butter filling and coated in smooth chocolatey frosting. This is like your Nutty Buddy bar, like the waffle, kind of the wafer bar deal.
Yeah.
But now they've turned it into a cake thing, and
kind of like a Twinkie deal.
Yeah,
it looks like a chocolate covered Twinkie with Nutty Buddy inside. Yeah, I'm into it.
Let's go. We're all in on that.
I'm all about stuffing cake.
Little Debbie.
Little Debbie comes with a strong game every week. Yeah, they got strong products. They've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, they're Debbie's the best. Yeah.
Totally in on these. I also got to let you guys know, you've probably seen them at the stores, you're wondering. Okay, the store-bought Rice Krispie treat.
Mm-hmm.
By itself, one of the most disappointing treats you can get at the convenience store.
Oh, wow.
Rice Krispie treat.
I like this.
They have made it significantly better. Yeah. Here's a man that understands that the homemade Rice Krispie treats are 10 times better.
Much better.
But they've actually saved it by coating it now in peanut butter. There's a peanut butter Rice Krispie treat option. Mm. Divine.
All right.
Yeah, kind of like the disappointment of the...
aren't you here for just the store-bought run-of-the-mill Rice Krispie Treats?
The ones that say Rice Krispie Treats in the blue wrapper?
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
Man, those things were addicting.
I loved them
I couldn't stop eating them. And I got respect for the homemade ones as well.
The homemade ones are so much
they're
better.
They're so more buttery and marshmallowy.
Made with love.
I tried to go all in on the store-bought ones because that's how much I love Rice Krispie Treats that my mom made.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think for a while there, I was going through them. But at some point, I just realized, holy crap, this is not that good. You know? So I respectfully disagree with you, Chief.
Yeah. No, nothing but respect here in this situation. But
I mean, I freaking hate you.
That
was a terrible take.
It's kind of like Gordon Ramsay's overrated beef Wellington that I had in Vegas. Don't get trapped on that
Gee whiz.
You guys ready for some bad news?
Yes. Yes.
No,
yes.
Go ahead. Please.
No.
The wrapper is beautiful.
Defend your take.
The wrapper is beautiful.
It's shiny.
Yeah. You're eating with your eyes. Your expectations are there. Just be honest with yourself.
I haven't had one in so long. Pick some up
tomorrow and bring them by. I think you'll be disappointed.
I was disappointed when I got a phone call today. Jakey hit the music.
Oh, you pooped on yourself?
No, worse.
Pooped in the car?
Worse?
Worse. Vomit?
Worse.
Urine.
Worse.
Queef.
Hey, if you say so, I don't know if I'm going to get through this. This has been a really, really sad situation for me. So before I left for work today, I was, of course, in the bathroom brushing my teeth or trying to brush my teeth. Couldn't find my toothbrush.
Uh-oh.
Glanced down next to the sink. It's like
Shaq habit.
in the little bathroom trash can is my toothbrush.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, this must have been like maybe my kids were screwing around and it like fell in. It wasn't like wedged in there. It wasn't anything crazy.
You used it.
So I'm like, I don't have another toothbrush. I got to brush my teeth. So I'm like, this must have been incidental contact, right? My wife's in the room putting the baby down for a nap. I'm rushing out the door. I don't have time for questions.
Got any mouthwash in the house?
I whip that thing out and I brush my teeth.
There you go.
I didn't even think about it, honestly, after that. Man. I was just convinced this is fine. Then I'm getting halfway to work and I get a phone call from my wife. She says, did you brush your teeth with your toothbrush? I'm like, no! What kind of question is that? Of course I did. She was like, the one that was in the trash can. It's not there anymore. I'm like, yeah, I know. That's what I used. And she was like, oh, no, you should not have done that.
They went full shack on this thing.
And I'm like, oh, what happened to it? Turns out it had, by some who knows how, it was my wife had to take it out of the toilet.
Oh, I knew it. Were they cleaning the toilet?
And for whatever reason, she couldn't really detail to me what the status of the toilet
was. They were moving around poop.
When the toothbrush was in there.
Yeah, moving around poop.
So in a perfect world, this was a
were they cleaning the toilet with it?
No, I hope to God they weren't cleaning the toilet.
You know they were scrubbing around
their stuff around. They were using like a stick.
100%. They were pooping and peeing and scrubbing.
Yes, they were moving it around.
I don't want our imaginations.
You got fecal matter in your teeth.
Run wild on this, but there is a chance. I mean, there's a spectrum here, and one end of the spectrum, the best case scenario is a flushed freshwater toilet. Bad case scenario, they were cleaning their own poop.
Yeah.
And it was just
floating around. Aren't you the family that doesn't always flush after you kind of go through like two or three flushes before you?
Post-pee, yeah. I will kind of leave some pee in the toilet as to save water, kind of. You know, environmentally friendly or whatever Mother Nature
appreciate
I care about.
Yellow,
uh-huh. Yeah, mellow.
Yeah, so anyways, that's what I've had to deal with all day.
I run
day.
My dishwasher
okay?
every night.
I don't I've had to work. I've had to work all day through the adversity of knowing I have poop in my mouth.
You should have opened with this.
You think so?
I think so. We could have taken calls. We probably need to check about your health. You have poop in your teeth, dude.
Well, at least it's your kids.
At least it's the kids.
It's
got to be somebody.
I did like a mere deep dive when I got to work. Like, is there anything crazy
there
here?
Was no
and
taste?
Then I just started spitting. Like, as soon as I was like rolling my window down and I was just spitting out my car.
Another Ace Ventura Pet Detective reference.
Oh, that's awful, dude.
Crying game playing in the background.
Really is bad. So,
Einhorn.
Here's what I would say. I don't want to lash out, honey, when this happens, why don't you communicate to me?
Uh-huh. Yeah, go ahead.
Right? Yeah. Because then what was I supposed to do? Just like not, well, like tell me, oh, by the way, your toothbrush is out of commission now. Like, figure it out.
Yeah.
But I didn't get that forewarning. I just got the post-game phone call after I brushed my teeth with my kid's poo.
And what made her give that phone call? She saw that now the toothbrush
is
back?
She went in the bathroom and saw that the toothbrush was on the sink like it should be. I mean, and then she glanced in the trash can and realized the toothbrush wasn't still in there. And then she now is going through all of the... Yeah, it's just a bad deal, bro.
At least she noticed that part. I mean, you could have been using that thing for the next 3 months.
Yeah.
You know, if she hadn't said
it. Could have not.
That is a good point. That is a good point. By the way, you can catch me, Alliance Hyundai in Fort Worth, 10 to noon. I got free stuff, free Hurtado, and perhaps even a couple of clean toothbrushes.
Maybe E. coli.
See you on Saturday.
Let's cross with the Fan After Dark, see what they have cooking coming up next. That's unbelievable. But you know what else is unbelievable? PermaPure Foundation Repair, the best foundation repair company here in North Texas. And they're available for you right now, a free no-obligation quote. Do you see a couple of things around the house like cracks in your brick or sticky doors or uneven floors? Do not ignore those things because your foundation could be shifting and making cosmetic stuff happen right now. If you put those off, it'll only make it worse. Let PermaPure Foundation Repair come on out right now. They'll check it for free. Many times there's no issue and you get peace of mind. Okay, but if there is an issue, PermaPure Foundation Repair's the best. These are the folks that the pros in real estate, construction, home repair, myself included, we trust PermaPure Foundation Repair above all others here in North Texas for a lot of good reasons. You know, they do the job right. They do it at a very competitive price. A lot of the big name competitors, they will charge you significantly more for the same or even lesser work. That does happen quite often. Permapure is innovative. They tackle repairs that other companies don't even know how to do. Okay, so you're dealing with the best, and they'll give you the best price as well. So if you do have cracks in your brick or sticky doors, uneven floors, that's what we call shift happens, right? So when shift happens, trust the experts, trusted by the pros. Permapure Foundation Repair, again, 214-831-2167. Go online, permapure.com. That's permapier.com. Call them today. Don't settle for second best. Go with Permapure.
If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. They're the back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Silverados, Tahoes, Blazers, Malibus, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
Thank you very much, Jacob Ray, in for Lucius Alexander. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. The Rangers are going to put Jake Berger on the IL, allowing them to backdate his injury to Sunday. He tweaked his quad again and against Houston in their they believe he would be eligible to return here July 23rd when they face the Athletics. But that's unfortunate right there. And then you got this Evaldi news. I mean, I guess it's only $100,000. But why do you think the Rangers went ahead and gave him his all-star bonus despite the fact he's not an all-star? Is this good business?
I think so. Looks good, right? I mean, although they're giving him, what, $35 million a year or something like that? So
yeah, it's a tiny, tiny percentage. But man, I guess I would look at it like, you know, Ray has been such a Scrooge, you know, the owner has been so, you know, but I guess that's the influence of CY and how much they want to show Evaldi. We love you. We appreciate your loyalty to sticking it out.
Well, and you wonder too. All right. And I'll throw this out to the Super Bowl winning scout. Hmm. Considering we're a couple weeks away from the trade deadline, this is how we treat our guys. Okay, so if it gets into negotiations about, you know, where, because I mean, let's call it what it is. We know that AL's loaded, all right? I mean, and everybody could use a bat, and everybody can use a bullpen help. So you think the Rangers are the only team that's going to be looking for help?
No.
So, hey, one team gives a non all-star bonuses, other teams don't. Hey, who might be in play here? Again, I don't know, doesn't hurt.
It's a good thought, but I think they just did it because I think they really are grateful that the guy resigned with them, came back.
And Evaldi's been great this year.
Like the negotiations wasn't something that was really stressful for them.
No, I mean, he knocked it out quick, didn't he?
So I kind of feel like that it's kind of like, hey.
A little wink and a nod.
Thank you. Yeah. Have a little thank you.
682 chiming in on Chia Follow's ordeal from the last segment. Not sure if you heard that, but his kids took his toothbrush.
Yeah.
Had it in the toilet.
Okay.
Ends up thrown away. Chief brushed his teeth, pulled it out of the garbage, brushed his teeth. Tech says most people are not going to take a toothbrush out of the trash and use it, so don't blame your wife for not telling you. How are you going to navigate those waters? I think the Tech has a point here.
Yeah, I mean, I still think there is some communication involved. Like, hey, just by the way, at some point you're going to be brushing your teeth today. You don't have a toothbrush. So, what was the plan there? Let me get ready for work and not have a toothbrush?
Yeah.
You know, like, give me some time.
You use your wife's, right?
Yeah. I could.
Yeah,
you said one out of the trash can. I honestly, in the moment, didn't even consider about using my wife's. Should have probably been the pivot there.
You guys have had some pretty intimate moments together. A toothbrush is probably the least of them.
There's no question about it. I should have, that absolutely should have crossed my mind.
And I've never even married. How about that?
Could you have asked, Fred? Hey, honey, why is my toothbrush in the trash can?
Yes, the reason I didn't was, I would say, some level of laziness, some level of being in a rush, and some level of her trying to put the 2.5-year-old down for a nap ski.
What time of day were you brushing your teeth?
This is it's like 10:30 in the morning.
Mm. What type of toothbrush?
Just your, it's actually a bamboo brush. Mm. Yeah. It's
bamboo.
Well, whatever. Yeah,
is that the bristles that are bamboo or the handle?
I think it's the handle. The bristles are something though.
Charcoal?
Something. It could be. I don't know. My wife got it for me.
Toothpaste. It's charcoal.
But I really want the
poop really seeps into them. Whatever they are.
really holds the urine well.
I want to get the electric toothbrush.
Really gets that flavor you like.
Did you notice anything?
I didn't notice anything. And so I pray that it was a clean toilet, some level of a clean toilet, but. Probably not. No, you know, there's no. at the at the very least, it was probably pee.
But it doesn't kill you, makes you stronger.
But at least it was your own. It was your own cells.
That's true.
It's your kids,
not some strangers.
Yeah,
that's your urine.
Definitely.
That's Chiafalo urine.
It's sterile at best. Yeah.
You drink your own urine. Why not brush your teeth with it?
I think there's actually a case we made that my mouth might be cleaner than the rest of
you. You might turn into a superhero.
Probably killed some bacteria.
Hasn't worked for me yet, but I can't wait to get home and have a real fresh toothbrush to go back and clean this with.
Yeah.
But, no, just go ahead and reach back in the trash can and do it all over again.
You used it once, keep using it.
Seriously, would you guys have just not brushed your teeth or...
I would have asked.
I'll tell you what you do.
I would have asked why is my toothbrush in the trash can?
There you just go. Cleaned it.
Yeah. Boiling water. Dip it dishwasher. In there real quick. Boom, done. Out.
Well, when you get home, of course, we'll be all listening to the Fan After Dark. And gentlemen, what's coming up on the show?
Our boy Grant Asseth, friend of the program. He's going to join us for the last hour. He's at the Wings game, but he was also in Vegas for the first two Cooper Flag games. So he's going to join us last hour. Good. Talk a little about that. Haiku Hump Day. I heard you guys loving it up. Thank you, Mr. Wolchuk.
Yo, Haiku Hump Day!
Wolchuk is the first member of the 105 Through the Fan staff. He's going to get his own topic.
Yes!
So the topics are as follows. Wolchuk, Blake's Greek Adventure, and Rangers, second half of the season.
Cannot wait to hear it all, thanks to 940. Jacob Ray
in
the Pimp Cup. Did a heck of a job once again, five
it sure
flawless.
Did.
Thanks to Wolchuk and Chia following brought us, and until tomorrow at 2, I'm Gavin Dawson. You're going home with the G-Bag Nation Eddies.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.